We're ripped and we're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. It's Monday, the beginning of a new week, and we're going to start out with addressing some very, very important topics this morning. Okay, during the first hour, we're going to have Professor Charles Benbrook on the show from Washington State University. We've had a lot of people from Washington State University on recently, especially last week we had Dr. Skinner on talking about the transgenerational epigenetic effects of Agent Orange. Today we're going to be talking about the superweeds that are spawned by glyphosate, which many of you may know as Roundup. Later in the show, we're going to have Sharon Perry on, and she is the founder of Agent Orange Legacy. They're going to be talking about their mission to spread the word about the effects of Agent Orange as well. So let's get started right away. Professor Benbrook, how are you?
I'm fine.
Welcome to the show. And I will refer to you as Chuck, as you expressed a little while ago, so I don't want people to think that I'm being disrespectful as I refer to you that way.
That'd be fine.
Okay, first of all, WSU looks like they're doing a lot of really important work in this area right now about pesticides and herbicides. This is really critical and critical timing as well. Is that true? Are you guys really rolling up your sleeves over there and looking at and answering some of these hard questions?
Oh, I think that's true. There's a real commitment on in the College of Agriculture at WSU to give a hard look using state-of-the-art science on all of the major systems and production inputs that farmers rely on. And there's been long-standing concern about the safety and environmental impacts of 2,4-D in particular, that many scientists at the in WSU have been involved in, from Dr. Skinner's work on multi-generational epigenetic changes to work on drift and crop damage and the like. One of the amazing things about 2,4-D is this phenoxy herbicide is so toxic to certain types of plants, and an example is a cherry tree, that of such low levels of drift at the time when the cherry trees are blossoming and beginning to set fruit will disrupt that process at levels that cannot be measured below any instrumentation that's available today. And it's earned the reputation as sort of a stealth killer as a result.
Okay. Now, I've been saying something erroneously for weeks now, perhaps even longer. I've been saying incorrectly that Monsanto wants to introduce a watered-down version of Agent Orange so that they can cope with these superweeds that they're spawning as a result of their Roundup. And you said to me, so clear it up for the audience, please.
Okay. The seed biotech companies are working to introduce a number of next-generation corn, soybean, and cotton crops that are genetically engineered to resist multiple herbicides, including 2,4-D, which was one half of Agent Orange, and another related phenoxy herbicide called dicamba. Dow AgroScience is working in partnership with Pioneer, a DuPont company, is proposing to introduce the 2,4-D herbicide-tolerant corn and soybeans. Monsanto is working to bring dicamba or Banville herbicide-tolerant crops to the market.
Is there equally bad information out there about dicamba? I'm just curious.
Dicamba and 2,4-D both are known to cause a number of cancers. They both pose serious risks of reproductive problems, and in particular, failure to conceive, and they also both are implicated in birth defects, and both are prone to volatilization and drift. And when these herbicides drift onto your backyard garden or into your vineyard where you're trying to grow some grapes, bad things happen.
Now, I have to ask the logical question. You know, my audience is thinking it, and so I have to voice it. And you know, I have friends at several universities, big agricultural universities, University of Illinois in Champaign. And I know for a fact that they embrace pesticides and herbicides. And quite frankly, some of these schools stand in the shadow of monumental buildings built by Syngenta and Monsanto and so on. I have to say, well, first of all, I have to applaud and commend Washington State University, first of all, because this has to be making your university very, very unpopular for some of the funding that goes to other universities that look at these types of things with a little more tolerant eye. Are you guys losing friends out there in academia?
Well, I've made the move to academia just this summer, so I don't have a long track record. You know, I think your listeners should know that there's been an intense pressure to cut both the federal contribution and state contributions to our land-grant universities. This has really gone back for 15 or 20 years now. And this has, forced departments and professors at these public universities to seek more and more of their overall research funding from private companies, many of whom are more than willing to help support graduate education and research, but they also get to have a significant influence on the agenda. I really hope that not just at WSU but across the entire land grant system that we'll be able to get back to doing more research in the public interest as opposed to supporting the agenda of various companies.
Okay, and this is important. What can we do? And we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to focus specifically on your research, because it's really critical. And the message that is discovered in this research is extremely important. But what can people do? You know, I want the truth, Chuck. I want to know if these things are good or bad. I have no dog in this fight. I have no financial gain if these herbicides are used or not. What can people do to make sure that researchers like yourself and Dr. Skinner continue to get the kind of funding you deserve? Because the work that you're doing is for us. It's not for Big Agra. It really is for us. So what can people do?
Well, you know, I think they have to pay attention to what's going on. We've got a major farm bill passing through the Congress in Washington, D.C., it didn't make it through prior to the recess before the election, but it's one of the many major pieces of legislation that the Congress will have to deal with in the lame duck session. And, you know, I think it's important for members to hear about the importance of not eviscerating the research agencies because there's some, you know, there's some significant risk of another deep round of cuts, and that will make it all the more difficult to carry out this kind of, you know, independent research.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to dive deeper into Professor Benbrook's research, and I promise you this is important stuff for all of you, because the message out there is that we need GMO. It's less expensive for farmers in third world countries to use GMO crops. And this one study here may indicate that there's some falsehood in that. Never mind the additional exposure. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead.
Trina, Trina.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Professor Charles Benbrook from Washington State University about the recent research on the superweeds being spawned by the herbicides used on corn, soy, and cotton, genetically modified variants of these crops. Okay, so first of all, I mean, it's been rumored, and lots of people have been talking about this, that the weeds are getting stronger as a result of being exposed to the Roundup. And so your group really looked at it and created a peer-reviewed paper, correct?
Yes, we did.
How did you design this study so that it would be fair-handed and above board?
Well, on the question of the presence and spread of so-called glyphosate-resistant weeds, which have been called in the popular media superweeds, and you know they're super in to the extent that they can withstand applications of this glyphosate or Roundup herbicide that 5 years ago would bring about a high level of control in a farmer's field, and today it doesn't. The information on the spread of superweeds came from two places in my research. One is what's called the International Survey of Herbicide Resistant Weeds. It's a internationally supported database on the internet that documents cases where a particular herbicide-resistant weed has emerged in a state or in a province, and they provide information about the number of acres that are infested and what the crop was and things of that nature. The other major source is a recent survey carried out by Dow AgroSciences as part of their regulatory submission to the U.S. Department of Agriculture in support of their new 2,4-D corn. And the information in this Dow survey is really striking and would suggest that as many as 60 or 70 million acres and possibly even 100 million acres today in the United States are infested with these glyphosate-resistant weeds. And if it's anywhere near that level, and many experts believe that it is, we're really talking about then about a third of the acres planted each year to these genetically engineered Roundup-ready crops are dealing with this resistant weed problem.
Now, okay, this is really, I don't know, irking to me that Dow is going, look, you know, you have to let us use 2,4-D because we've created this mess. And, you know, that is just shocking to me, number one, that they're using the argument that we've created this mess to support the introduction of this new product. But what isn't it logical? I mean, I'm not a scientist at all. I mean, you know, I use some critical thinking skills pretty effectively, but one of my critical thinking skills keeps telling me, well, if it happened to Roundup, it's going to happen to 2,4-D. If you start using 2,4-D, these plants are going to genetically morph again and become stronger and resistant to 2,4-D. Where do we go then? Nuclear radiation? I mean, what do we do?
Well, as a matter of fact, there's already 8 important weed species in the United States that are resistant to 2,4-D. And one of the really troublesome weeds that most farmers are confronted with, common water hemp, populations of that resistant to 2,4-D were just this past year documented in the state of Nebraska. So it is irrefutable that if 2,4-D herbicide tolerant crops are widely grown, it will only be a matter of time, and by that I think 3 to 5 years before a new generation of 2,4-D resistant weeds emerge and spread to the point where the effectiveness of these phenoxy herbicides goes the way of glyphosate, where Monsanto today is recommending 3 or even 4 applications of Roundup on a crop that 10 or 12 years ago, in the early stages of the adoption of this technology, a single application of Roundup often resulted in good season lawn weed control. So this is farmers have really been lured onto what we call a herbicide treadmill, and that treadmill is really going to be kicked into high gear in the next few years if the USDA approves this next generation of genetically engineered crops that are designed to be resistant to multiple herbicides, as many as 6 or 8 of them, it's just a very troublesome course the farmers are being forced to go down, because after all, you know, we have to remember that farmers have to buy the seeds that the seed and biotech industry are willing to produce and sell them.
Right.
And the seed industry's got to step up and help solve this problem.
You know, we're talking about this in a level of discussion that is very scientific and sterile. I'm scared, Chuck. I'm scared because, first of all, the ramifications of your research also extrinsically shows that these crops are more costly, not less costly, to raise. The original assumption was, look, you spray less, you spray it right on everything. You just spray everything. It's like the scorched earth approach, but only the weeds die. The corn, the soy continues to grow. And you just have to, like you said, you just have to spray it once. So look what your herbicide cost is going to be. Now they're saying 4 applications. So the original reason for this was a greater level of economic impact. that's kind of gone out the window as far as I'm concerned. Am I wrong on that? I know you didn't look at this economically, but is that a fair assumption to say it's actually at least as expensive, if not more expensive, to do the Roundup ready crops as it is to do the non-genetically modified variants?
Well, actually, I have analyzed the changes in the costs of Roundup Ready technology.
Excellent.
Over time. It's not in this paper, but when the technology first came out, it really worked very well. It was simple, it was forgiving, and farmers really embraced it rapidly. But the problem is they came to rely so heavily on it that they triggered changes in weed populations and ultimately the emergence of genetically resistant weeds. And as a result, they've had to add more and more herbicide into their system, and now their overall weed control costs are significantly higher than they were back in the day when the technology was first introduced. And you know, this is a major concern. I mean, a portion of the net farm income that our corn and soybean and cotton farmers held for them and their families to keep their farms healthy, a decent chunk of that now has really been transferred to the seed biotech industry to pay for these genetically engineered seed varieties. Corn seed is four times more than what it was in the pre-GE era. Cotton, genetically engineered cotton seed costs six times what conventional cotton seed costs.
Does it yield? Is there a greater yield per acre when you use it?
None of the current genetically engineered traits in the market were designed to add intrinsic yield potential to corn, soybeans, or cotton. They're all pest management related. So on farms where the new traits actually help the farmer control weeds more effectively or reduce insect feeding damage, there can be a modest to even a significant yield increase. But for the most part, American farmers do an excellent job in controlling weeds and insects, and they have not traditionally allowed weeds and insects to cost them much yield. The question has always been, what do they do to achieve that outcome? And in the case of these genetically engineered crops, it's provided them with a substantially different way to go about it. But because they've relied so heavily on it, it's no longer working nearly as well as the technology did when it was first introduced.
And then comes the real agenda here, or the real issue for me, the scary part for me, and that is, you know, if the USDA says, yeah, you guys can go ahead and dig yourselves out of this mess temporarily, because we know that the same thing's going to happen to the crops when you start using 2,4-D the same way you used Roundup, if they allow them to start spraying these crops with something like 2,4-D or the other one that Monsanto wants to put out, which is
dicamba.
What about, I mean, does anybody remember that this stuff is for food? It's not like you're going, yeah, we're going to rub, this chemical all over this piece of equipment that's going to sit in your garage. People are going to be ingesting this stuff. Does the USDA or anybody realize that we have to eat this stuff then? Like, it's dangerous? It's dangerous.
Well, in the way that the responsibility for reviewing and regulating genetically engineered crops is divided up across the federal government makes almost no sense. If you were designing a modern science-driven regulatory infrastructure, you certainly wouldn't do it the way things were cobbled together back by Dan Quayle in the second Reagan administration, for God's sake.
Who, by the way, has the noted he approved the first genetically modified crop.
Correct. That was the early history of it. Goes back.
The guy
that
who
far.
Couldn't spell potato changed the potato.
Well, you know, there's some truth to that because genetically engineered potato was one of the first that came through the process. But the USDA simply does not have a role in assessing the food safety or human health consequences of genetically engineered crops. That falls into the domain of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act for one set of genetic engineering traits, and in particular the herbicide tolerant traits. the so-called BT or insect-protected traits that are engineered into corn and cotton, those are regarded as an insecticide because the companies make an insect control claim. And so for those, it's the EPA that does the safety evaluation.
Oh, my God. So if you wanted to create a system that could not work, you would compartmentalize it the way this has been compartmentalized then.
Oh, it's a terribly dysfunctional system, and the government scientists even the ones that really want to try to keep up, they're really hampered by the policies, and the companies are allowed to even with government agencies not disclose many critical pieces of information that are required to do the safety evaluations. And And frankly, I think one of the things that I hope the American public will start to insist on is more independent government-funded research on the long-term health consequences of these technologies, because that kind of work it hasn't been done by anyone, and to the extent that there's any research out there on long-term health impacts of the kind that Dr. Skinner spoke about, epigenetic changes during fetal development, for example, no one has done that work, and it really needs to be done by independent scientists that are not beholden to any interest group or any company and are just trying to apply the best science possible to understanding whether there might be some subtle long-term risks associated with this technology that we've missed, and I am a bit worried about that.
It's scary. It is. But you know what? I say it's scary not from the standpoint of like a conspiracy theorist. It's scary, but I know what I need to do. I mean, I buy nothing. The only thing I buy from my grocery store is bottled water and cleaning detergents, and that's it. Everything else I buy from, I have a family farm that I do business with, a wonderful Mennonite family. I buy my raw unpasteurized milk from them, my eggs, my produce, my chickens. In fact, I put my order in for my turkey. My turkey will be alive the day before I pick it up. So, I mean, you know, this is, and this is what people need to start doing. You need to start. Well, we need to take a break. That's what we need to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Obviously, we lost Professor Chuck, but we're going to get him back on the air here in just a second. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com. Nutrition.com today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Two of AgeForce's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the AgeForce banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so Elisa just texted me. There is a podcast award going on where you can vote for your favorite podcast. I'm going to put something up on the blog because you need a little bit of information to do it successfully. But it's called podcastawards.com. I'm asking the audience to go there and get us on the map. These are a lot of mainstream shows, so we're up against some heavy hitters. But you know what? Our message is just as important as anybody else's out there. So I'll look for my blog later. I'll have some more information on that. Okay. Before we gave into technology and lost Professor Benbrook, Chuck, you're there now, right?
Yep, I am.
Okay. What I was saying was, when we went into the break, you know, this is yet another reason why I deal directly with the family farm. I buy everything from this wonderful Mennonite family. I've been out to the farm now. I see the cows that my milk comes from. I see the chickens living lives like real chickens, you know, eating worms and everything else that goes along with it. And, you know, this is and this is why it's so important for people to start paying attention to this whole farm-to-table movement, because you really need to know where your food comes from, especially when you have the potential to buying produce in the very near future if this goes down the way it looks like it's going to go down and being exposed to a form of Agent Orange.
Yeah, certainly the explosion in farm stands and local CSAs and new ways to get ripe locally grown food is great. But you know, for the average American in a big city, it's really hard to find fresh fruits and vegetables. Between 6 and 7 months a year.
Right.
So we still need we're still going to need a significant food system to make sure we get our servings of fruits and vegetables every day, and we really need to develop and innovate in all different sizes.
And I agree. And you know what else? Something I have not been sensitive about on this show that I need to be more sensitive to. Not just accessibility that you point out, but also the economics. Not everybody can afford to pay $4 for a dozen eggs. They have to buy what's at the grocery store. And not everybody can afford to source and pay additional dollars for grass-fed, grass-finished beef, or humanely raised pork, or any of that sort of stuff, because economics dictate. It's sometimes, even if they have the wherewithal to find the farmer's market in their area, the additional expense that it takes. So, and I do want to be sensitive to that, because I really feel like, you know, one of the things that should not be held at arm's length from every citizen of this country is the ability to access health-giving food as opposed to food that deteriorates health. And it shouldn't be tied to the socioeconomic standards.
I mean, the good news in the long run on that front is that there's you know, ample research out there that shows that organic and sustainable farming systems can be as productive or certainly nearly as productive and also bring food to the table at costs that are comparable to, if not even lower than, some of the high energy, high input systems that we have today. What's missing are just simple economies of scale and long-term investments in the kind of infrastructure that's needed to bring food to the table using more biologically based farming systems. So as consumers increase their demand for these sorts of foods, the industry will respond and more economies of scale will be enjoyed and the price difference between conventional and organic food will narrow.
Have you done any research? I know you've done, I mean, surprisingly, you've looked at the economics of this. I didn't realize that. You've looked at the superweeds. Are you looking at the pesticide value of some of these genetically modified crops? I've heard rumors that the corn borer has actually upregulated its ability to withstand some of the assaults from the genetically modified crops. Do you know anything about that at all?
Yeah, let's clear that one up, too. Corn has been genetically engineered to help control two different major classes of insects. One of them is the European corn borer, and that was the target of the first BT corns that came on the market in 1996. In around 2004, Monsanto and other companies introduced a second BT gene into corn that targeted the corn rootworm, which is a soil-borne insect that attacks the roots of corn. It's actually a much more serious and economically damaging insect than the European control borer, and it's this insect, the corn rootworm and related species, that regrettably has already developed in some states resistant populations.
Wow.
So this would be after about 6 or 7 years of commercial use. We're seeing the first genetically resistant populations of corn rootworm, and this is very ominous because this corn rootworm is it's a real champion at developing resistance to past insecticides. In fact, on about a 7 to 10 year cycle, corn rootworms have become resistant to every new type of insecticide that farmers have sprayed on it, going back to DDT in the 50s.
Wow!
So. The writing is on the wall now that unless farmers and the seed industry really tighten up the so-called resistant management provisions that go along with the planting of BT corn, the farmers are going to lose what's been a very valuable technology.
Interestingly enough, you know, we did a show recently, some more research on the benefits of breastfeeding, and, you know, we discussed the introduction of formula, and we realized that formula was not introduced into civilization because mother's milk was not doing the job. It was because women needed to get to work and needed to be more ambulatory, couldn't be tied to a baby because of the economic structure of our society, and hence the introduction of baby formula. So it wasn't introduced because it was better for the baby or better for the mother. It was better for the economy. And so now we look at this, okay? So what did farmers do before Roundup Ready corn? What did they do to control the weeds? Did they have to manually get down there with hands and pull weeds out? Have we really created a solution to a problem that didn't exist?
Oh, heavens no. In 1996, when Roundup Ready crops were first introduced in the United States, corn and soybean and cotton farmers had approximately 50 or 60 different herbicides registered and legal to use in controlling weeds on their farms. In addition, back then, farmers were doing, in general, a much better job in diversifying the tools that they use to manage weeds. It's kind of like, if you think of an analogy, there's a lot of people that are dealing with a chronic degenerative disease, and sometimes they become convinced that a single drug, for example, or mm-hmm. a single type of therapy is all that they need to do and will solve their problem, when in fact it's their best odds for regaining good health is through a number of changes in their lifestyle, their diet, what they might be exposed to, and it's the same thing on the farm. If you load up all of the burden in controlling weeds or insects on a few tactics or in particular a few chemicals, you're just setting the stage for problems down the road. And one of the things that's happened since 1996, when these genetically engineered crops first came on, is the average size of American farms has gone up considerably. It hasn't doubled, but it's grown a lot. And on many of our large commercial farms now, the farmers are managers. They're managers mm-hmm. of contracts, mm-hmm. and they rent most of their land. And they're really the structure of agriculture now has pushed out the skill of farmers that know their land, that understand how to manage their fields, that can really devote attention to controlling erosion and keeping water clean. And this is one of the sort of the hidden problems with how things have changed in agriculture, in that the scale of it has become, you know, so large for most of our large commercial farms that the art and the skill of farming really has been replaced by buying these kinds of genetic and chemical systems that can work pretty well, but also really undermine the value that farmers and the skills of a farmer that they bring to the table.
You know, it's funny. My farmer, he's actually given me some this past summer and the summer before. He's given me some. He has literally hundreds and hundreds of praying mantis pods that he moves from the tree lines around his farm into the areas where he farms. He hangs them and lets them sprout, and the little praying mantises come out, hundreds and hundreds of them. And, you know, that's one of the things that he does to help manage the pest control side of it. And then we even had a woman on the show that I met through him named Blair Helvey, who has a website called Bugs Behaving Badly, and she's an entomologist. And she sells farmers bugs that get rid of the problem bugs. And, you know, and this, apparently this was, these techniques, as you point out, were part of the skill of farming at one time. Farmers knew those bugs are good because they get all those other bugs out of here that cause damage to the crops. And so they nurtured the good bugs, and also, rotating certain crops, and they knew it was a skill. Like you said, that skill is gone now.
Yeah, it really has. And unfortunately, in the United States, we haven't invested in the science and the infrastructure to build up the beneficial insect business like the one that you just mentioned. But other countries have done it. I've had the privilege of doing some research in the Cauca Valley in Colombia, which is one of the major sugarcane producing regions in the world. And down there they have a sugarcane borer that's a lot like the European corn borer that attacks corn in the U.S. And this sugarcane borer is controlled in Colombia by another beneficial insect that is grown in factories throughout the valley and released by airplanes. And that's how they do it, and it works well for them, and they're not loading up their environment with a lot of insecticides like those that are being sprayed in many parts of American agriculture.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. Chuck, I'm going to ask you to just summarize what you want people to take away from this research and maybe point us in the direction of where things are going. We're talking with Professor Charles Benbrook from Washington State University. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hardcore. illegal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Two of H-Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I've often thought about the fact that we need a lobbying group for American people, just the way companies have lobbyists out there trying to win favor and push bills and blah, blah, blah. You know, we need some way to organize and mobilize our opinions. We need a way to send money to schools like WSU so that they can continue to do this research, because we are the benefactors. People are the benefactors of this, not the industries. This is really good stuff. That's my opinion of it, because I don't want to eat corn. First of all, I don't eat corn, but I don't want to eat anything that has been sprayed with something that we just don't know enough about. And, you know, it doesn't unfold. The answers don't unfold to us, you know, for an entire generation. Professor Benbrook, what do you want people to take away from this research, and what is the future hold in store in the research that you're doing?
Well, I think it's important for the American public to understand that the decisions that they make in the supermarket every time they shop, and where they eat at restaurants, collectively is sending signals to the food industry about the kind of agricultural system and food system that the public wants, and it's really consumers are believe it or not driving this train, and so you know the more that they become aware of what's going on in the food system and express their choices in the marketplace in a thoughtful way, I think the faster farmers will be able to innovate in ways that leave us all better off. And in terms of my work, I've been doing this sort of work for over 30 years, and I'm interested in developing science-driven methods to quantify the impact of different farming systems and technology, for example, genetically engineered crops, quantify the impacts on both food nutritional quality and food safety as well as on the environment. It's a very complicated and dynamic research challenge, but it's what keeps me busy at my day job.
You know, did you happen to see, I'm sure you heard about the French study that looked at GMO corn.
The Sterlini study. Yep, yeah, sure.
I mean, now, and we've talked about this study, that while this study may not have been well designed, Adel Moussa, who is a contributor to the show, is a genius. The guy is brilliant, makes me look smart, came on the show and we talked about it, and he said, look, you know, the most important thing about this study, it's getting people to talk about this. It's probably going to end up yielding more meaningful research, as a result, because there might have been some flaws in the study that would point to skewed results and blah, blah, blah. But now people are talking about it, and people are really talking about that study. Do you have any opinions of that study? Do you think that the study was not well designed? Were there inherent incorrect issues in the study?
Well, I mean, actually, it was probably the most carefully designed and carried out study of its kind. And it's also the first one that's gone on long enough to see the full range of long-term effects that you know we all worry about. It's definitely true that the cancer findings in the study, which are very explosive and have gotten a lot of attention,
right,
to put a lot of confidence in the impact of the genetically engineered corn and the glyphosate on cancer would require carrying out a study with at least 50 animals per treatment group, and the French team used only 10. But you gotta remember, this was like a almost a €3 million study,
right,
with just 10 animals in a group, and to do it really properly, the study would probably cost you know somewhere between $5 and $10 million. And thus far, you know, no government around the world has been willing to put up that kind of money to do this, you know, very careful and detailed work. Plus, it needs to be replicated in at least 3 different species of laboratory animals, because, you know, to really draw a conclusion of an increased cancer risk, you need to replicate the results in at least 2 or 3 different strains of rats, so that you don't end up reaching a positive conclusion when in fact it just was an artifact because of the species of laboratory animal that you use. So it does look like the French government is committed now to putting the putting on the table the kind of money that is necessary to do this work, but this is only one example,
right,
of the food safety research that hasn't been done, and we've got a lot of catching up to do to deploy state-of-the-art science to the safety of these crops.
Yeah, and you know, I'm such a proponent of ancestral diets, and when we talk about ancestral diets, we're not talking about just food classifications, but trying to find foods that have not been tampered with, which is becoming increasingly harder. You know, I look at that. I mean, I've been an opponent of genetically modified crops simply because I don't know what the potential is. You know, I'd rather err on the side of caution. I think as a civilization, we have run amok with our thinking that we know better than science, that, you know, we are scientists and we know better than nature, and we can predict what things are going to do and how it's going to work, and we're just very willy-nilly about what we expose ourselves to. And it's coming back to roost. I think that all the diseases out there, you know, like you said before, there's no silver bullet. You can't say, oh, here's the culprit, just get rid of that. No, it's everything we've done to ourselves, that we've done to the water, that we've done to the air, that we've done to the land, that we've done to the food, that we've embraced for, you know, 150 years. These are the things that are causing all the problems today. And shedding each and every one of them is a very, very difficult task. Shedding one of them is difficult. But, you know, I look at that study and I just say, you know, it could be that those rats were predisposed to these types of tumors. It could be a lot of things. But I think I'm just going to stay away from genetically modified foods, and I'm going to continue to stay away from them until I feel confident that there is nothing that it's going to do harmful to me. That's my opinion.
Well, you know, that's your choice, but it's a tough one to put in place, because genetically engineered foods aren't labeled in the United States. The only way consumers can reliably get non-genetically engineered food is either to buy organic or to buy products that bear the non-GMO project label.
Right. And you're right. And we're hoping that Prop 37 gets through in California, because if California can get on, and my goodness, the money that's being dumped into California to promote the pro-GMO side of this is just unbelievable. But if Prop 37 goes through in California, it's just a matter of time where all states will have a genetically modified food label, because companies are not going to make a box of Wheaties just for California and then another box for the rest of the country. So we're going to inherit the benefits of that.
I mean, it really goes beyond that. I mean, most civilized countries around the world have a genetically engineered food labeling a requirement in place. And the U.S. is increasingly isolated among its trading partners. And just to gain access to, you know, vital overseas markets for our farmers and food industry, we're going to have to get with the program and start labeling. And it's not going to be nearly as painful or as costly as some of the opponents of Proposition 37 allege in California.
Well, last question: How are the students with the type of research that you're doing? I've got to believe that this has to be something that, you know, I remember being in college and being an idealist. I got to believe that the students are embracing this kind of research. Am I right?
The sustainable ag and organic curriculum at Washington State University is really the most developed of any land grant university in the country, and one of the reasons they're pushing it so hard is that they've got strong demand from students. They've got students wanting to come across the country to go to college at Washington State University because of the curriculum that they offer and this critical mass of scientists who have become part of the faculty, where, you know, it's safe to do serious research on these topics at WSU.
That's exciting. Listen, thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to come on the show today.
My pleasure.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Sharon Perry and her daughter Dee on. They operate the Agent Orange Legacy website for those who were exposed to Agent Orange, and they have an interesting discussion. We're going to talk about their mission, because October is Agent Orange Awareness Month, and people need to be aware of this, as we found out during this interview just moments ago. 2,4-D is, they're looking to reintroduce it into agriculture. You could be coming in contact with Agent Orange. Let's hear from people who have people who were. We'll learn more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Most
advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices. Two of AgeForce's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione, D-aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the AgeForce banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top selling products: Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Okay. On the heels of the discussion that we had with Professor Benbrook, it's important to have this next discussion. My next guests are Sharon Perry and her daughter Dee Reyes. And Sharon is the founder of the Agent Orange Legacy website, agentorangelegacy.com. Welcome to the show. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Okay. Sharon,
doing good.
Sharon, I want to start off with you for a second, okay?
Okay.
Explain, first of all, I need to also say, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention it, that October is actually Agent Orange Awareness Month, and this discussion couldn't have happened at a more important time. With the potential reintroduction of 24D into agriculture. Explain why you started Agent Orange Legacy.
I started Agent Orange Legacy with my daughter after the death of my husband in 2005 due to his exposure to Agent Orange, and he also had other service-related issues to also. And my daughter had been sick pretty much all her life, and at the age of 7 in second grade, she experienced severe muscle spasms in her neck. And, you know, they were qu- quite mysterious, and the doctors really didn't know what to think, and they would happen intermittently, and that continued until she was 10, when she had the muscle spasms all over her entire body and couldn't walk. And the doctors pretty much said that it was a psychological condition. Eventually we got a diagnosis of conversion disorder, and the neurologist that she was referred to, his report was that she was faking. So all of these things had a very big impact on her life and was very traumatic, made it very difficult growing up. And so I was pressured by a lot of authority figures in her life, doctors, counselors, psychiatrists, and school officials, you know, to ignore what was happening with her and do what they wanted to be done. At one point, they wanted to institutionalize her because they didn't think they could educate her. So I decided that I needed to listen to my daughter, and that's what I did. And so after my husband's death, all the things that had been happening all these years seemed more real than they had, because they, you know, at some point you begin to question your own sanity. You know, is this really real? Is this really happening? Are they right? Am I wrong? And
right. Well, especially when the gravity is against you. And what I mean by that is everybody is telling you. I mean, because, you know, when I had Dr. Skinner on the show, one of the things I told him that I was most amazed at was that the Department of Defense had helped fund this study of his. And because it was my original recollection that, especially within the military, that no one wanted to be held culpable. They ignored, they denied that there was any damage from Agent Orange exposure during Vietnam, even in the face of all of these rare types of cancers being developed by the enlisted personnel who were exposed to it. And they just kept, you know, it was like, no, it's not from Agent Orange, because nobody wanted to be held accountable. So when you come forth with these types of things, the gravity is to tell you that you're wrong, and also to isolate you and tell you that you're the only one. Was that your experience?
Definitely. And even when at some point I decided myself, this has to have something to do with Agent Orange. It's not something you can tell a doctor, because they all know each other in a small community. And at some point it just hurt my daughter, because I had doctors that just absolutely refused to see her as a patient. And it was really a difficult time for her. And, you know, to not have a reason why you're sick is also hard. When you have to go to school and all your peers don't understand what's going on with you either.
Dee, let me ask you a question. Dee, mm-hmm. how do you feel now? Are you better? Have a lot of these symptoms started to subside, or are you still plagued with ghost symptoms and things that no one can explain to you?
Yes, most definitely. I'm still going through that. I mean, right now with my doctors and you know, different symptoms and things that are going on. And, you still find that you can't find an answer. And even today, if you bring up Agent Orange to a physician of any kind, they look at you like you grew six heads right there.
Right. And see, and it's interesting, because most doctors don't understand epigenetics and as a result don't believe that anything that your father was exposed to could somehow have an effect on your health today. Now, let's Sharon, I want to talk to you one more thing before we go into the break, and then we're going to pick it up with Dee again. Talk about your husband. Did he develop cancer, did you say? Did I miss that? I may have been reading an article here at the same time.
No, my husband never was diagnosed with cancer. He started, the first time he had any problems, which we had no idea that were related to Agent Orange, was in his 30s. He had started having problems with his heart.
Uh-huh.
And he finally did get a diagnosis of high blood pressure. But that, for some reason, took a long time. I don't even understand why that was such a difficult thing to diagnose. And then later, he was diagnosed with diabetes and peripheral neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
And however, his disability was approved for post-traumatic stress disorder, and then later diabetes, and then peripheral neuropathy, which was secondary to the diabetes.
Sure. Okay, so when we talk about Agent Orange exposure, quite often a lot of these guys, and I know there's a lot of people that are involved in your organization. What are some of the challenges that you hear about these guys who were exposed to Agent Orange? Am I right that most of them develop cancers?
Well, there's a wide variety. There are many that have cancers, but also I think just as many that have diabetes, and especially the peripheral neuropathy, which is another issue that hopefully they can get straightened out. I can't explain it because you'd have to go on the website to read about it.
Oh no, we're familiar with what peripheral neuropathy is. Is what happens is there is a sheath around the nerve called malleine or myelin, whatever, you know, depending on who you're talking mm-hmm. to. And this sheath kind of gets eroded away. And if you think of a piece of wire that's running in your car, if the dielectric, if the insulation gets worn away, now the wire can actually touch things and transfer electricity back and forth. Well, what happens with the nerves and neuropathy is the malleine sheath gets worn away. So the nerves are excited all the time because they're touching things around them that they shouldn't be touching. So it starts out generally with tingling, then numbness, and then it becomes pain and burning feelings. And it's very, very uncomfortable for people who suffer from peripheral neuropathy. They generally develop it in their extremities, hands and feet first, but then it can travel
right
throughout the body. And one of the damning things about peripheral neuropathy or neuropathy in general that most people don't pay attention to is the nerves going to the organs are affected as well. While you can feel the sensation in your hands and in your feet that becomes annoying and painful, the nerves going to organs become exposed, and those organs start to malfunction. The heart, the kidneys, everything. So while it's called peripheral neuropathy, the real problem with neuropathy in general is every single system in your body depends on information being carried over the wires, the nerves, and the nerves go haywire. So there's all sorts of confounding symptoms aside from the traditional tingling and burning and pain in hands and feet. All right, we're going to take I'm sorry, go ahead. Okay. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say my husband was diagnosed with drop foot.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's from nerve damage. That's exactly what that is. And quite often, that's the result of a sciatic nerve damage. I want to ask you more questions about that when we come back. We're talking with Sharon Perry and D. Reyes, and they operate the website Agent Orange Legacy. October is Agent Orange Awareness Month. And thank God, because Dow Chemical wants to reintroduce 2,4-D, which is the main ingredient in Agent Orange, into the agricultural industry. And Monsanto is trying to introduce dicamba, which has also been shown to have transgenerational epigenetic effects. No one cares about us, folks. So if you don't understand this stuff yourself, you're just taking big risks, opening your mouth and putting food in it right now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to Super
superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Two of H-Force's most popular transdermal patches are now available as a buy one, get one free. The Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Patch has the most comprehensive assortment of clinically proven testosterone boosters, including androstenedione trione, the aspartic acid, and stinging nettle root. The Power Patch has 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch. Now get a two-month supply for the price of one of either patch, or combine them both for greater results. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the H-Force banner ad to learn more. Build muscle and burn fat with increased testosterone and growth hormone with this buy one, get one free offer.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Sharon Perry and Dee Reyes. They operate and are the founders of Agent Orange Legacy. The mission of Agent Orange Legacy is very, very noble. All they're doing is fighting for services and support for the children of Vietnam veterans exposed to Agent Orange. You know what? The vets were ignored with all the problems they came home with from Vietnam, problems that plagued them for decades of their lives and ended many of their lives early. But now the children are being plagued. And Dr. Skinner's research shows that the at least three generations out seem to be affected by dioxin or Agent Orange. Now, Dee, I have a question for you. I don't know how old you are. Do you have children yet?
Yes, I do.
And tell me about your children. Are you seeing any type of indications that this problem is now passing along?
Well, you know, I've seen things, like my daughter had a herniated umbilical belly button when
right.
she was born.
Right.
She had a hard time keeping her body temperature up. And as she got a little older, she started to have a lot of stomach problems. And we still don't know what those are. She still has a hard time with them. So, you know, I think that she has been affected. But I don't know, you know, to what that extent might be, where she's only 8 years old at this point.
Sharon, do you find when you talk to people about this who are uninitiated, because there's a large number of people out there who don't believe pesticides, herbicides, or these chemicals that we are potentially exposed to really have any effect on us. Do you find that when you talk to people out there who are uninitiated, they kind of look at you like, you know, oh, this is nonsense, or do you wear an aluminum hat at night before you go to bed and stuff like that?
Well, years ago, yes. I don't know, one of the things I try to do is, because we haven't done a lot of face-to-face outreach, a lot of our work's online, I don't really bring it up because you just learn over the years not to.
Right.
You learn how to get around it. But I'm sure you're right. It was that way years ago, and I actually don't even go to the doctor with my daughter anymore because it just causes more problems because I become intimidating because of all the years of having to try to get her help and watch her suffer in pain with no medication or anything.
Yeah.
So I'm better at doing my work online, but no doubt that's still the case, I'm sure.
So are you making any headway? Are the children of veterans who were exposed to dioxin, to Agent Orange, are you seeing a change in heart? Like this, Department of Defense partial funding to research the transgenerational epigenetic effects of dioxin. Are you seeing more people going, okay, look, we know we screwed up and we know you need help with this stuff, so let's see what we can do for you?
Well, we haven't gotten that far, but we have, I do think that we've made progress. One of the things that's happened is that my daughter went to Washington in June and gave a presentation in front of the Institutes of Medicine Agent Orange Update Committee meeting. And our presentation is on their website, and that will be published in their next update. So, you know, we're on record saying some of the things that we found in our own research. We're not scientists, but we can make observations based upon health information that our members have given to us. And I've been posting information on our Facebook page about that. And we're in a transition right now, but at the time that I made this document here, I'm going to relay this information to you. 87% of our members who are children of Vietnam veterans exposed to Agent Orange reported that they suffer from one or more of the following: birth defects, autoimmune and rare diseases, mental health illnesses, cancers, learning disabilities, including autism and ADHD.
Yeah,
I think that number actually went up to 92%.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's sad.
And one of the things that we want to do, and it's a good time to do it on this show, is that we offer our legacy as a dire warning to all Americans. This is the legacy that awaits all of Americans' children if they don't, and generations to come, if they don't stand up to these corporations that are dictating what is going to be in our food supply.
It's scary because we just had Professor Benbrook on, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, the USDA is thinking about allowing Dow to reintroduce 2,4-D, which is the main ingredient in Agent Orange, to the agricultural industry. And the USDA does not look at the health ramifications of 2,4-D. They just look at the practicality of it as an herbicide, which is shocking to me because the FDA looks at it from a health standpoint, but they're not the ones that get to rule whether or not it's going to be reintroduced. And Benbrook pointed out that the way it's set up for the processing of passing and controlling these things is so compartmentalized that it's dysfunctional. You can't do a good job. The left hand can't talk to the right hand. So there's a high probability that the USDA, in its divine idiocy, will allow the introduction of 2,4-D to be sprayed on corn, soy, and cotton, which means that we have a whole new bumper crop of generations going forward who are going to feel the burn, the damaging effects of Agent Orange all over again. I can't believe it. I feel like during one of the breaks when I was talking to Benbrook, I was thinking to myself, oh my God, we're all going to die. This planet is going to be, maybe another 100 years, we're going to be gone. We're going to have killed ourselves. It's like, this is shocking.
Scary.
This is shocking to me.
It's scary.
What talk a little bit about the autoimmune disorders. I know there's lots of videos on your website of families who are suffering and their children are suffering from the effects.
Well, yeah, let me speak to that. Actually, the videos that I've been posting is an effort, actually an outreach education program, Faces of Agent Orange, which is Vietnam Veterans of America.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have been actively documenting the stories, which also, it's not just the veterans, but the children and the grandchildren. And, you know, we encourage any children, anybody that's listening, or does listen to this podcast later on to look up Faces of Agent Orange, contact Moki Porter, and see if they'll document your story. It's very important. And also one of the things we want to do, why we've been trying to document stories of our own members, is that we need to create testimony. Because I would like to get to Congress one day and say, you know, even if I can't prove that my daughter's father's exposure to Agent Orange caused all the health problems she has, you need to accept the fact that the children of Vietnam veterans have a very high incidence of birth defects, autoimmune disease, and rare disease, and that this is a serious problem that needs to be looked at and it has to be addressed.
Yeah, and you don't need a study to tell you that these poor kids are suffering. And clearly, I know that you had written a letter to Dr. Skinner, and that's how I came to know who you are, because you posted on the Superhuman Radio website. You had written a letter to Dr. Skinner saying, while, you know, while there's a clear effect of the mom and the embodied fetus being exposed to Agent Orange, and then three generations forward, what about the father? And you said that there is no clear path at this point in time because no one has done the research yet to show the clear path. But clearly, there must be a path because these children are the proof of that.
I'm sure there is. It would be nice to have the science, though, because that's the smoking gun, and we don't have that yet. And I was just wondering what the gender of the fetus was that was exposed in the study. Nobody has said. Was it female or male?
I don't know. Isn't that funny? Dr. Skinner's, maybe if it was male, I don't know.
It might help if it was male.
Yeah. But it, you know what? But it just stands to reason that if the father is, if the sperm donor, the father, not even a father anymore in this world, if the sperm donor is exposed, and it changes that germline somehow, which it obviously has the ability to do, then the father will contribute the epigenetic changes to the birth process. So it doesn't seem like rocket science to me, just because someone hasn't done this study. It seems very logical. I mean, we know that fathers have the ability to contribute birth defects to their children.
Well, I would think men would be up in arms about this. It's pretty much discriminatory that your reproductive system is completely ignored.
Yeah, unimportant.
It's not studied, and I even have read, and this hopefully this whole school of thought is changing, that scientists that have wanted to do these kinds of studies have been laughed at and won't get funding. And I hope that's going to change, but that's pretty much been the case up to this point.
Dee, when you met your husband, did you ask him if his dad was in Vietnam and exposed to Agent Orange?
No, actually, I hadn't. Although his father and mother both were Marines, but they came after.
Okay.
They were in after that.
Yeah, so you didn't have to. You didn't have to ask. Obviously,
he was born at Camp Lejeune.
Right.
They didn't live on base, but he was born at the hospital there. But no, luckily, they, to my knowledge, were not exposed to that.
Yeah. You know, it's really sad what we do to our enlisted personnel.
It really is.
You know, I've had, Dr. Merrill Nass on my show a couple times. She has testified before Congress about the, damaging effects to soldiers that are forced to take the anthrax vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
The anthrax vaccine, I think it's 1 out of 1,000 soldiers develops myocardial inflammation and changes, morphological changes to the heart that develop pathologies later on. So basically what they're saying is that 1 out of 1,000 soldiers who get the anthrax vaccine will develop heart problems. And they know this. But yet, you know, and see, this is, and you know, there's common themes in the way we're treated in this country. I you know, like that kid saw dead people. I see common things, common themes. And one of the common themes in society that comes from above us, politicians, those who run the country, is the term for the greater good. Some innocent people must go to jail for the greater good. Some people must die for the greater good. Some people's children must develop birth defects for the greater good. And this concept of greater good is a very, very dangerous one if you happen to be the person in jail that doesn't belong there, or the person with birth defects, or the person who's getting sick or dying, so that the others can pass. And it's really scary to me, because this attitude of it's for the greater good is a very, very dangerous one that really is employed predominantly by governments. And and that's why no one is screaming about Agent Orange being reintroduced into agriculture, because they're thinking, well, look, we have to do this for the greater good, because we have to feed the world. We have to feed the world, so some people have to die. Well, wait a minute. Why don't you let the people die who can't get the food and let us live? How about that one? It's just so ridiculous. And my biggest frustration is that people with money think that just because they have money, they know what's right for the rest of us. Bill Gates is one of the biggest proponents of genetically modified crops. He gets up on the, and vaccines, ironically. Once again, an example that just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean that you're smart. Bill Gates shouldn't be telling us to do anything except how to use our PCs. That's it. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about Agent Orange. Stay tuned.
Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustane RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com. For the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Sharon Perry and Dee Reyes, founders of Agent Orange Legacy. October is Agent Orange Awareness Month. You need to be aware of the damaging effects of Agent Orange. We have already lived through this. For those of you who remember Vietnam, I had a friend. His name was Terry, and he was a wonderful human being. Left two beautiful daughters behind and a beautiful wife. He was strong. He was robust. He died of Hodgkin's disease, which many of the men who died in the first line of deaths who were exposed to Agent Orange got Hodgkin's disease. And Terry died undergoing bone marrow transplant therapy. He was one of the strongest, kindest individuals I ever knew. I hunted with him all the time. He gave me a lot of wisdom that I carry today, and I still remember him. And we knew, all of us knew. His brother-in-law, Joey, was my best friend. We knew Terry got sick because he talked about the Agent Orange. He talked about how all the guys, a lot of the guys who were exposed to Agent Orange, they had flu-like symptoms immediately after being completely coated with this stuff because they were trying to kill, they were trying to deforest so that the troops could do better jobs, you know, shooting at the VC. And so they just, with a scorched earth approach, just dumped hundreds and thousands of gallons of this stuff down on the canopy, the treetops, and it just rained down on our guys. They were covered in this stuff. And many of them ended up, they knew, gee, this is not right. They had flu-like symptoms the next day, the day after, chills. They didn't feel right. They didn't feel good. And then they came home, and they went back to their normal lives, and they had children. And then years, some of them sooner than later, but years later, mysterious things started happening to them. They developed rare types of cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurological disorders. And the only thing all these guys had in common, some of them smoked, some of them didn't. Some of them were overweight, some of them weren't. Some of them were black, some of them white. But the one thing that they all had in common was they were all covered in Agent Orange during Vietnam. And you go to yourself, wait a minute. This killed a lot of people unnecessarily. Now it's affecting their families, generations. Poor, I mean, I feel bad for Dee because Dee, I gotta believe that your decision to have children must have been one where you had some inner conflict.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I was scared to death the whole time, through the entire pregnancy. I had terrible nightmares, and I was just so happy that she was born with all her fingers and all her toes and everything, you know?
Right. Right.
It was definitely a scary experience.
You know, it's a scary experience having children to begin with for everybody involved, you know? But then to have this, like, you have this other shoe that's hanging in the air that you know about that no one else does. Like, wow, my dad was exposed to Agent Orange. I've got these mystery illnesses. I don't want to pass this on to a child. I don't, you know, what's going to happen to this child? And then how am I going to feel if something, now, God forbid, I hope that the contribution that you got from your husband kind of, you know, balances things out. Because no parent wants to know that their child has an illness because of them indirectly. And obviously, Dee, you didn't, it's not like you did something risky behavior. You just had the luck of the draw of your dad being exposed to this Agent Orange. And this is my frustration with this. It's one thing to live a crappy life and make bad decisions, use drugs, lots of alcohol, drive fast without a seatbelt. Those are all decisions you can make for yourself. But when you do something that affects great-great-grandchildren that you will never even meet, but they will remember you because they'll say, well, the reason you have that cleft palate, Joey, is because you're great-great-granddad was exposed to Agent Orange. That's exactly. Terrible. That's terrible.
Yes, it is. It is. And it's definitely not fair. I know I've spent a good part of my life angry because of it. I mean, I have, I think, at the moment, the total is 29 or 30 illnesses that are, you know,
and it's got to be, and it's got to be, and it's got to be, not, you know what, it's one thing to have an illness, right? But most people, when they have some sort of an ailment, they go to the doctor says, it's this. So you immediately go, okay, at least I know what it is now. So now what do I do? But when you go to the doctor and you say, this is what I got, and the doctor goes, you know, it's in your head because I can't find any reason for it. You just want to, like, smack the doctor. Like, look, you really think that this is what I do with my day? Like, come here and tell you how I feel because this is a game to me? So it's not, it's like, you know, insult to injury, right?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, and I still go, I have things that are undiagnosed, you know, and the doctors just tell me, well, we don't know.
Do you ever restrain yourself? Like when you have something new, right? Like most of us, like I woke up this morning, I feel like I've got a cold coming on. Mm-hmm. But I bet when you feel that, you don't think, oh, I must have a cold coming on. You must think to yourself, oh my God, like is this yet something else that's about to rear its head? And then I got to imagine that you say to yourself, I am not going to a doctor and being made to feel like a nut. I'm just going to have to figure out what to do.
Exactly. You know? It's not fun to go into a physician and tell them this is what's going on, and they look at you and say, well, we don't know.
Yeah.
And then not do anything further to find out what is going on. You have to go and do your own research and then bring it back to the doctor and say, okay, this is what I found, and this is what I think might be going on, and these are the tests that we need to do in order to rule this out.
And the truth is there's nothing they can do because trying to identify epigenetic changes is virtually impossible unless you know exactly the changes that happened in the donor. So it's really...
One of the things that's important for the children of Vietnam veterans exposed to Agent Orange for them to know that we've learned through our research is since there is a high incidence of autoimmune disease and rare disease among this population, that when you go to your doctor and he runs those annual routine blood tests, they won't detect an autoimmune disease. If they're having symptoms, they need to go to NORD, which is the rare disease database. They need to start looking up their symptoms and try to figure out what kind of autoimmune disease they have. We also have a reported illness list so they can see the kinds of autoimmune diseases their peers are suffering from that we're aware of right now, and try to figure out what it is they have, because the American Autoimmune Related Diseases Association says that there's untold suffering among those who are either misdiagnosed or have delayed diagnosis and of autoimmune disease, which can lead to possible vital organ failure. So this is something they really need to start taking charge of, because the doctors are not really able to do it. You have to have some idea what autoimmune disease you think you have, because that's the only way you can have the test, if indeed there is even a blood test available. So don't rely on that annual blood test to tell you what's wrong with you, because it's not going to.
And that database is called NORD, N-O-R-D?
Yes.
Okay.
Google rare disease database, it'll come up.
Okay.
And one of the things that's happening, the tables have turned with my daughter, essentially not so much, oh, it's in your head anymore, because she's at the age where now her health is declining even further, and we're getting concrete diagnosis, like her most recent one, and I hope she talks about it, is gastroparesis, which is, you know, it's a scary thing. I would trade places with my daughter in a heartbeat. This breaks my heart that I've had to watch my daughter suffer her whole life.
What is gastroparesis, Dee?
Basically, what gastroparesis is the paralyzation of the stomach and intestinal muscles. And, you know, there's a lot of things that can go along with it. One, there's barely anything you can eat. a lot of the things that you can eat are not something you might want to eat. But there are a lot of foods that can cause, I believe it's pronounced zores, which are these hard calcification of food and things in your stomach that can then cause blockages and things like that. It's very hard for your body to get the nutrition it needs and to stay hydrated. I've already ended up in the hospital a couple times for IV hydration because I become too dehydrated.
No matter how much you drink?
Oh, God. I drink quite a bit. Plenty of water.
And you still get dehydrated. That's amazing.
Yes. Yes. You know, so this is the latest diagnosis that I've had, and it has been quite a struggle just to try to figure out how to make it day to day with just what I'm going to eat. And, you know, if I eat the wrong thing, then my stomach will swell up. I mean, I look like I'm 8 months pregnant.
Oh, yeah, you get a distended stomach. Yeah, sure.
Yes, and it's very painful. You know,
when you look at the database, or when you look at some of the stories from other children whose parents were exposed to Agent Orange or dioxin, do you see that some of them have this gastroparesis as well?
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. So you don't need somebody to do a study. You know, this is my frustration. We're all also caught up in studies. Studies can be wrong. Studies can be right. But one thing for sure is that no one puts enough information or gravity into the impromptu study that we call life. You know, we are guinea pigs here because of companies like Dow Chemical and Monsanto. We are guinea pigs learning. The effects of these things are unfolding on the entire population. This is really very, it's both sad and causes great degree of anger in me, because we have one flipping life. I don't care if you're a Buddhist and you think you're coming back, or you're Christian, you're Catholic. I don't care what you are, Muslim. You got this life right now. You're trying to get it right, and it's like you're hanging from a building, and the government and industry is stepping on one finger at a time, watching you drop. Like, what the hell? And these companies want to reintroduce this stuff into agriculture, so that young babies are going to be exposed to it in their baby food. And, oh, man, it's getting sick. It's getting sick. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocreme. Kinetocreme is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocreme.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocreme on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocreme by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocreme. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision is improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powder,
powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Tomorrow's Tuesday, we have the Blueprint Power Hour, followed by a researcher who's going to come on and talk about sinusitis. Millions of people suffer from sinusitis. And it's not fun. If you can't breathe through your nose, you're in trouble. Try sleeping. So we're going to talk about some new research on sinusitis after we talk about building greater strength and muscle, getting lean and ripped during the Blueprint Power Hour. Right now we're talking with Sharon Perry and Dee Reyes. Sharon is the founder of AgentOrangeLegacy.com. She's got a blog there. Okay, so Sharon, what do you want? I mean, there's people out there who are going, look, I don't know anybody who was in Vietnam. I'm not worried about this. But they're about to be exposed to Agent Orange on their food. Does that scare you?
Oh, well, of course it does. But one of the things that most people don't realize is that not only was Agent Orange produced and stored in the U.S., it was tested and disposed of. So this, you know, they have to look back at history to find out already that a lot of this has happened. And it's, I think that one of the things that I found online, and I don't have a link to it right now, is that although a lot of people think the diabetes epidemic is related to obesity, it probably isn't. It's more likely related to the fact that these chemicals, you know, are used and disposed of in very carelessly.
Yeah. You know, I've come to the conclusion that it's nothing that is happening to us is any one thing. I did a show many, many months ago saying that autism was the canary in the mine. These children who are autistic today, everybody's looking for one reason. It's not one reason. It's the multiple assaults on the fetus by the mother, followed by epigenetic changes that affect the immune system, and these poor children, their ability to battle against these things caves in. And if someone said, okay, what could you do to completely wipe a civilization off of a planet in 150 years? We wrote the textbook on it. We've crapped in the food, in the air, in the water. I mean, we don't even know what all the electromagnetic frequencies that we bathe in, you know, from our routers and our cell phones, we are yet to know what the effects of those are epigenetically. And so it's to me, it's like, you know what? It's just insane. But what I get angry about, like right now, is we already know that 2,4-D is bad for you. We already know dicamba is bad for you. We already know it affects people and their offspring for generations. Doesn't anyone at the USDA have a radio or a television, internet connection where they know this, and then applies their brain to it and goes, wait a minute, we can't let them start using this stuff again. We're going to be killing a lot of people. That's what I don't understand. I don't understand how government operates in a complete and utter vacuum from all of this research.
Well, I don't think they do. I think that definitely our political system needs to be revamped.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I see images on Facebook of members of Congress should wear jackets, you know, with all the logos of all the places that give them money. And that's probably not a bad idea, and I think that's really what's wrong with
that. That's a really good idea. You know what I think even better than that? I think they ought to have it tattooed on them so they can carry it forever. Because you know what? I've said on this show in the past that someday the people at the top of the FDA are going to be so reviled and the cat is going to be out of the bag that they've caused shortening of lives and damage to so many American people that their offspring will change their names, not to, you know, say, well what's your name? Oh, Grant. Were you related to Hugh Grant from Monsanto? Oh, man, nah, we don't want you here. Kind of like the people that were the descendants or relatives of Hitler changed their name, because the FDA and the large companies that they protect are profiting on death today. They really are. They're profiting on death.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so how long has the organization been around now, Agent Orange Legacy?
2007.
Okay. And is the audience growing for what you're talking about? Do you see a constant migration of new people coming and going, hey, I didn't know about you?
Yes.
Well, that's good. And do you feel that you're making any impact on, do you talk to politicians at all?
Except for the trip to D.C., we haven't yet, because we still have a lot more work. I mean, I always believed that we needed to have all our research in order and some testimony and so that we'd have something to bring. But also that's my thinking when we first started. I really thought that if we weren't prepared and we contacted our politicians and said, you know, like my case with the history with my daughter, I just figured I'd get laughed out of their office.
Can we register even if we haven't personally been affected by Agent Orange? So those people out there who know that they don't want Agent Orange reintroduced into agriculture, can we join the Agent Orange Legacy Group, or is it exclusively for the children of Vietnam veterans and their families?
No, we have a network on our website. At one point it was a support community at a different site, but now we've moved that to our website, and we've decided to go with a network because that way we open that up to people like yourself that understand that Monsanto's reach is much further than just Vietnam and Agent Orange,
right,
and that it's now affecting and threatening everybody, that is going to help us more than hurt us.
You know, my executive producer, and she also co-hosts my Friday show with me, Elisa Profumo, we were talking about Agent Orange the other day, and she goes, I wonder who at the government level, because we know that Dow and Monsanto were pushing Agent Orange as the herbicide of choice to deforest, but she said, I wonder who at the government level made the decision that they should just rain Agent Orange down on all those men because it was safe. Do you happen to know who that was back then? I mean, I think McNamara was the in charge of defense back then, or am I wrong about that? Maybe I've got my years confused here.
I've heard his name, but I'm not sure. But I've heard Admiral Zumwalt was
really
the person that made the decision. And
wow,
his story is kind of tragic, in and of itself, since his son died of cancer. I think it was cancer that he had.
Really? Now,
you can read more about that online if you just Google Admiral Zumwalt and Agent Orange.
Wow, that's amazing. I wonder. So, in other words, maybe Admiral Zumwalt, while he may have said yes to the Agent Orange, he was probably exposed to some of it himself. It sounds like.
I don't know if he was, but I know his son was.
Ah, okay, okay, all right.
And his grandson was born with earth effects too. I can't remember what it was that he had.
Wow. Well, there's, you know what? There's a legacy hitting close to home right there. That's sad. Very, very sad for anybody.
And I'm sure there was other people higher up that made decisions, but I don't really, I've never read anything about who that actually was.
I would love to find out who it was. I really, really would. So we could just like say, okay, this is the guy. Like we know, as of a discussion this morning, that Dan Quayle was the first person to approve a genetically modified crop. And so he is attributed to be the father of genetically modified infiltration, as far as I'm concerned. And that's going to be a legacy that's going to haunt him someday. I would love to know who said yes to Dow and Monsanto. Yeah, go ahead. We can spray this stuff on the guys. It's fine. I'd love to find out who that is. Anyway, listen, I want to...
Could have been President Kennedy.
What's that?
Could have been President Kennedy.
Yeah, could have been. Could have been. You're right. Absolutely. I'd love to find out. Listen, both Sharon and Dee. Dee, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your story. I know that it's very private, but I think people need to understand what the risks are if they allow stuff back into agriculture.
Yes, they do. Definitely.
And our hope and prayers are with you and your baby, that none of this comes to roost. And then Sharon, you know, I know it's hard to put these kind of organizations together and get traction and momentum. And I'm asking my audience to visit the website, share the information. It's agentorangelegacy.com. If you have friends out there whose parents, both men and women, were in Vietnam and they have lots of mystery illnesses, this may be a good place for them to start sharing their story and getting answers. Thanks for coming on the show today, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Okay. All right, so there you have it. Another show has been completed. Hope you got something good out of it. And then tune in tomorrow. We've got lots of great shows planned for the rest of the week. See you later.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Get up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener.